We got Chris, we got Ben, we got Chris and Ben and Ben and Chris and Ben. It's the NES podcast with Chris and Ben and Ben and Chris and Ben.
Ben, what are you doing? Why are you taking a sip of water right now? Right,
we're starting.
Yes, I just said to you before, I said, hey, we're about to start right now, Ben. Please clear your docket. Please clear your schedule. Don't schedule any drinking, any eating in the next few seconds because we are starting the first ever, what is it called again? What's the name of it?
The Not Even a Show podcast.
Is it called that though? I'm not sure that it is. Is it for sure called that?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess that you're going to have to change a lot of graphic stuff that I anyways. Okay, so the Not Even a Show podcast, I guess it's called, and Ben, you're the host, so why don't you tell everybody, and this is Ben, I'm Chris, and Ben's the host, so he's going to sort of take over from here. I'm going to take a sip of water, and now because it's an appropriate time to take a sip of water after I have said my piece, and I'm going to be listening to the host. Ben, go ahead.
So we're going to have a lot of interviews. And
well, we're not going to have a lot of interviews. And I should say, my name is Chris James. I am an actor. Usually at that point, I'm just used to people would say, oh, what have you been in? But you know what I've been in. So Ben doesn't ask that. But normally when I say I'm an actor, you say that when you're out in public, people say, what have you been in? And then you start going down the credits, you pull out the IMDb or whatever. But not today. Today it's all about Ben. He's the host. I am the actor who plays Chris James on the Not Even a Show. My name is Chris James. I play an actor with the same name. They do that a lot in sitcoms and stuff, right? Is that right, Ben?
Yeah.
But now, can you get closer to the mic and actually talk into it with some level of, because if you're going to host it, we have to hear you. You're so much quieter than I am, and that is going to be an issue for sure. Weren't you saying Home Improvement? His name's Tim as well.
Yeah. And Everybody Loves Raymond also.
Yes, Ray Romano.
Yeah.
Because Ray is short for Raymond. Thank you. I thought you were going to come up short on that one, but you did deliver, Ben. So Ben is the actor who plays... And it's funny because the actor is named, he's named Ben, but the character he plays is named Ben. But then I mix it up and I say his name is Ben as sort of a play on his real name in real life, which is Ben, right? Isn't that your real name in real life?
Ben, yes.
Okay. Sorry. It is Ben?
Yeah, Ben.
Huh. Wow. So I have been, that's a mistake for me. And I still don't think you're nearly loud enough. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to adjust your thing here because can you talk louder? Do you have that in you at all? Or?
Yeah, I think okay. I got it.
Well, if that's it, then you don't.
Is this better?
Well,
is that good?
Yeah, that is, but that's what you have to do because you're yelling now. You're straining yourself to do that. Huh, we're going to have to figure this out from a sound standpoint. And hey, if it sounds fine to you folks, that means I've done some goddamn magic. Ben, do you know how to edit?
No.
It's not a hard thing to do. And I am quite busy with the other stuff, acting in the show. No, you should correct me there and say it's not a show.
Oh, yeah, it's not even a show.
Okay, so Ben, what can they look forward to, the listeners? These people paid fucking money for this, Ben. And you're just going to sit there with that look on your face? What do they get for this on this podcast? What are they going to have every week from you, the man?
We're going to have a lot of fun conversations.
Wow, that is one of the most underwhelming sales pitches that I've ever heard in my life to say, what did you say? Fun
conversations.
I mean, that sounds so shitty to me. Okay. So weren't you saying you were mentioning that basically we're going to give sort of a behind the scenes on what happens every week here at the offices. You know, some of the prank calls. We obviously have an office full of prank callers. We have all the guys coming in and out, Assball, Tailboy. They're all sort of hanging out in the lunchroom all the time. And We're going to talk about the ins and outs of the Not Even a Show studios, and we're going to talk to some of the people who work around here in the accounting department and human resources, some of the people that you don't see necessarily on the YouTube channel. Isn't that exciting, man?
Yeah, that's exciting.
Okay, you're going to have to... Okay, so... You're going to have to participate, man. You have to participate more, okay? So maybe I should go grab with somebody right now. We can give them a little bit of a tasty thing, because I have to actually go do something myself, but I could get one of the people that works in the office, and they could come in, and they could maybe chat with you for a little bit.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, that's a good idea, I think. I can't be here, unfortunately, because I have to have a shit. I have to go do a shit. And that's a normal thing.
Yeah.
You know, you seem judgmental about it, but that is a normal thing. And that's the reason I'll be gone for a little while. But just you talk for a little while, Ben, and talk to the listeners. Introduce yourself. Let them know I'll leave you with something. What did you do? What did you have for breakfast this morning? And then when you were done breakfast, what did you do after that? And also, how many shits have you taken today? And I'll be right back.
Today?
Or no, I won't be back. Sorry. I mean, I will, but right now it'll be a different person.
Oh, yeah.
From the office. Not me. It's not me. It's going to be a different person. Okay. I know they can only hear, but I can. And some of the people sound kind of like me in the office. You've noticed that, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. A little bit. Yeah, just a little bit. But so you might know, but the person who's going to come back and talk is, and I'm standing up right now. I'm almost out the door here because I'm ready to burst here. Man, I'm going to shit my damn self here. If I don't, can you let me go and do this?
Yeah, go.
Okay. I'll go grab someone. I'll let them know, hey, Ben's got to do an interview for the podcast. I'll say, hey, we're doing the podcast. I'll just see who comes in. I don't know who's going to come in.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But you can't let it be silent.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I just walked away and it seemed to go silent almost immediately and you didn't seem to be really...
Breakfast.
Okay, you got it. All right. So talk about your breakfast in detail, too. Don't just say, talk about how much you enjoyed it and stuff, okay?
Today, for breakfast, I had a granola bar and a banana. And that was a pretty good combination. They really complemented each other. And I also drank coffee, and I had some water because it's summertime.
Hello, Ben. How are you doing? How are you? Good to see you again. Are you going to introduce me, or are you going to keep talking about your shitty fucking breakfast? It sounds not like a real breakfast that someone should be having as an adult. Did you just have a fucking granola bar? Goddamn.
Yeah.
Okay, so man, what type of questions you got for me? You're doing an interview here. I'm just a human resources person. I don't know a lot about this entertainment stuff, but I can answer any. I'm an open book. I'll answer any question you got for me. And I'm not about my wife. I'm not talking about my wife. She got sick and that. And I was acquitted of all of everything to do with that. And so don't ask me about that. But everything else, man, go ahead.
Do you have any pets?
Do I have any pets? And that's obviously a comment on the fact that it was my dog who obviously was the one who discovered my... Ben, I told you stay away from that subject matter, okay? You know I got pets. You know what my situation's like at home? I was acquitted of the charges. They tampered the evidence. So next question, please.
Do you have any... You said you had some kids, right?
Man, I feel like you're getting closer to the thing I don't want you to talk about.
Okay, let's... let's try something different.
Oh, God.
That night,
I remember it like it was yesterday. It was so dark. You know, all the lights was on, but it was dark in my eyes, man.
So you do want to talk about it?
Next question, please.
Okay, what's your favorite food?
Oh, jeez. Sorry. You're terrible at interviews, I just must say. And, okay, well, I'll tell you what it's not. It's not a fucking granola bar and banana. It's a goddamn full meal. All right, man, I got to go back to the office. I'm going to grab Chris. And don't talk about this conversation to anybody, all right?
Okay.
And by the way, why are you in the bathroom so long all the time? You in there and you didn't smell like shit when you come out, man. So what you doing in there so long?
Do you ask that to Chris too?
Okay, I'm gonna go, man. Obviously you don't want to answer the question. That's fine. All right, I'm gonna go. And I would say probably you want to continue talking now and probably talk a little bit more about that damn breakfast, I'm guessing. Probably when I go back, I'm gonna grab Chris, who's using the bathroom right now. But when he comes out, smells like goddamn shit, like it oughta when he been in there 10 minutes. And I'm wondering with you smell, your shits don't stink, man? I think your shits does stink. I think he's doing something else in there. I'm gonna figure it out. Alright, I'll see you later, man. Nice to talk to you. And what was my name again?
Steven.
Thank you very much.
That was Steven. I think that was our first interview. I think it went really well. And Chris is going to be back pretty soon. And you can expect a lot more like that.
Okay, excuse me. Sorry. Sorry about that, Ben. I do feel a lot better. But how did the interview go? I noticed that Steven looked a little bit like he was, seemed a little emotional. Like maybe did you have a good interview with him?
Or? Yeah, we got into some real emotional, deep stuff.
Okay. You didn't ask him about his wife, did you?
No.
He was acquitted of those charges. You know that, right?
Yeah, he told me.
Yeah, he tells everybody. What do you do the other days? What's a day in the life of Ben? You wake up. What time you wake up, Ben?
I usually wake up at like...
Be honest.
10:30.
Jesus Christ, man.
And then...
10:30?
Yeah.
For what? Why are you so tired? What time are you staying up till?
Like 1 or 2.
Okay, so you're up late. Are you gaming? What's happening up that late at night?
I'm out at some shows.
Some shows. Okay, so that's one of those things where someone's like, "Oh, please ask me more about this." So I can brag about this. So I will take the bait. What type of shows, Ben?
They're comedy.
Comedy shows, okay. So the type of show where maybe, so these shows we wouldn't be able to necessarily do what we're doing now at these shows, probably. Like it would have to be funny and good, or could it just be sort of two people just talking and saying nonsense? Or are these actual, like,
it's usually one person talking, but there's a lot of nonsense.
I see, but it's pre-prepared, right?
Yeah, mine is.
Okay. So, oh, so you think some of the people are just improvising theirs?
I think they might be.
Huh. And I was thinking, yeah, there's an open mic tonight, right?
Yeah.
Are you going to go to it?
Yeah.
How much time do you get at one of these open mics? Just for anyone listening, who Ben's a stand-up comedian, I should say. And he's... Right, sort of. He's mostly, you do a lot, he does act outs, and he does, do you do the props still? Do you still do the prop stuff?
Yeah, just the stapler.
Well, just the stapler. So he has 20 or 25 minutes with there what he does with the stapler thing, and it's very, very, very offensive, outdated sort of stuff, a lot of it, but... I'm not one who likes to tell people how to do their act. I'm not a stand-up comedian. I'm obviously into acting. And, oh, I do, Yeah, so the jokes that I, because you see me doing stand-up on there, those are not my jokes. Those are just written jokes by a stand-up comedian, and me as an actor, I'm able to play a stand-up comedian because it's very easy, because it's a very easy job. It's not hard to do at all. So I don't actually know anything about it. I just read the lines. I watched a couple of clips of stand-up comedians, a couple Chris D'Elia, Fluffy. Is Fluffy dead?
No, he's still alive. Good?
Okay. Because I got scared when I said Fluffy that he was dead, but it's the other really big so, guy. Now, don't say it.
Yeah.
And when if you were going to say it, though, say it into the fucking mic. You don't talk, okay. You don't talk into the mic. Okay, so Ben, you're awake at the crack of 10:30. Okay? You're waking up right just in time for catching the middle of the Price is Right. You're rolling out for the Price is Right. What time are you having breakfast?
About 11.
Okay, about 11 o'clock. 30 minutes. What are you doing in those 30 minutes?
Just trying to wake up.
Okay.
Looking at my phone a lot, usually.
So 11 o'clock, you have your breakfast, you have your banana, your oatmeal. Not even an oatmeal, sorry. Right? Just a bar?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on, man? And you could have better food than that if you wanted to, right?
Yeah, I have like a better lunch.
I see. So you
I wake up.
You don't really have much in the way of breakfast. But then again, I mean, lunch is so soon, right? Because yeah, of what time you
woke. That's my problem.
That's so you. I got you. That's why you have a small breakfast, because you only have 1.5 hours until lunch or something. Or do you have a later lunch?
Maybe a bit later.
Okay. And I mean, just talk closer to the mic. I mean, we can maybe adjust it. See, this is me talking to his mic just to prove that it's not the mic's fault. It is definitely.
Is this good?
So what we've done is we've made it really high and comical. I should take a photo of it because it is quite funny how high the mic stand is, you know, just to sort of overcompensate. Okay, it's a very high mic stand, and that is funny. And I'll post that photograph somewhere. I don't really know how any of this stuff works. I don't know how we're supposed to post any of this stuff. Ben, do you know how to post the stuff on Patreon? Wait, yeah, no, he's nodding his head yes, but in a way that you know he doesn't. He has absolutely zero clue. He's literally lying with his nod, like he's like oh, but he's nodding his head the whole time. It's just remark. He doesn't know what to do. He doesn't know if he should lie about it or if he should not, you know. And anyways, so go ahead, make your decision. Are you going to lie about it or not?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to lie about it. So you do know how to post
it. I know like a little bit, but I need to like figure it all out.
Oh, God. Oh, God. What a remarkable. You're getting better at lying because that is a better lie.
My friend told me. Okay, he knows, so he's going to show me.
Now you're doing it too much. You've already, don't wreck the sale, man. You've already sold me on it. Now you're like, oh, and also my dog ate it, and it was in the rain. You know what I mean? You just need one excuse. So, okay, man, so you don't know how to upload to Patreon.
Not exactly.
Okay, so. It just folded so quickly. All right. Then I feel as if, as the co-host, I'm sort of dominating. I mean, I'm just kind of taking a look at the audio. It sort of shows you who's talking and when. And yours is like, so if yours was, you know, one of those beep, beep, beep machines?
Yeah.
You would be, yours is a, is like even that, yeah. Where the fuck is that, yeah? It's not even on the line. It's not even there because you're saying it almost inside your own head, it feels like. And it's like we're picking it up from inside your mind, and it's just because the mic is on so loud that it's picking up inside your brain. But I know that's not the case.
I'm a good listener. I like to give my guests some space to...
Well, I'm not a guest, so that's disrespectful. I am the co-host. Oh, at least. Jesus, this guy's already revoked my co-host, and he's turned me into a guest. So are you thinking about not bringing me back next episode?
Maybe not like every episode.
Wait, Ben, that's... Why would you say... You just think it like a good, like mixing it up is a good idea, or...
Yeah, I think then people would be more excited when you come back.
Wait a second. Are you trying to angle to do it with my girlfriend? I've seen how you look at her and stuff, man. You're not doing the podcast with her, okay? She's not coming on here, and if she does, she's going to sit on this side of me, on the other side of you, where you can't get your damn hands on her, okay? God, you should see the way he's always just like... He's always like, hey, what's up? Like, he says, hey, what's up? He says, hey, what are you doing later? I'm like, what the fuck? What are you doing later? What do you mean by that when you ask her what's she doing later? It seems like you're asking her out on a date. Is that what you're doing?
I was just trying to make conversation.
Okay, that's not a conversation I want you having with my girlfriend anymore, Ben. Okay? I don't want you... I mean, I'll be honest with you. You're a friggin' piece of meat, man. You know what I mean? I don't want to have to work out every single day to keep this girl. You know? You look good, man, is what I'm saying. It's a compliment that I don't want you talking to my gal anymore. I mean, man, that's alarming. We're looking at the display of how everyone's been talking. If I take that to... If the people at... If they start looking into this shit and seeing that I'm talking this much, they're not going to believe that I'm the fucking co-host and that you're the host. Okay, and then they're going to fucking... Okay, so we need to rectify this with some anecdotes. That's right, folks. All right. No, we're going to continue on. I just realized we're only in the morning. Right now, we've only got to lunch in your day. So this is my fault. I'm stampeding all over when, okay, so it's 10:30, it's 11 o'clock, sorry. You've had your breakfast, you've had your oatmeal bar, right? How big is this oatmeal bar?
It's like a standard size. It's a normal size for like the one you get at a grocery store.
Okay, and then so you've had that, and then what are you doing in between that and lunch? What time's lunch?
Like 1.
Okay, so what's happening in between then? You've got 2 hours on your hands. What's going on?
I'll like make a to-do list.
Okay, you make a to-do list. So you do that every day?
Yeah, it's similar.
Okay, and then... Lunch comes and it's time for lunch. And what are you having for lunch? What do you have today?
I think I like...
Okay, hang on. And he thinks. He's not sure. This is today. This is a few hours ago. And he's not sure what he had. Wow. Okay. Sorry.
I sort of forgot to have lunch today.
Oh. So you forgot. Okay.
And then so, I had dinner at like 5.
I see. Okay. Then, so you sort of had, and did you maybe have a little bit of a late breakfast today or was it 11 o'clock breakfast?
Yeah. I just had like hummus in the middle of the day.
Okay. So you had a little snack.
Yeah.
What did you have with the hummus?
Pita chips.
Okay. Pita chips, hummus. That's why you're chilling while you're making your to-do list. To-do list number one, you say pita chips, make some hummus. You didn't make the hummus, sorry.
No.
Would you ever dream of making hummus? Like, would you know where to start?
Yeah, I think I can do it.
I mean, you'd go online, right? You just look online and you'd see.
It's chickpeas.
Okay. Okay. So and, you know a little bit. What else?
Garlic,
yeah,
and lemon juice,
yeah. I mean,
and the rest I don't know about.
but you can change it up, I think. I think those are the main things.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure, to be honest. You might know more than I do. Okay, so you've had your lunch now, and it's time to do what?
I'm going to watch the NBA Summer League.
Okay, big basketball fan.
Yeah.
So today you watch the NBA Summer League. Now, if you're not familiar with that, it's terrible. It's objectively very, very tough and bad to watch. It's a lot of players that will never make the NBA. And even the ones that are playing with players who won't, and they're not very cohesive because they haven't played together for a lot. It's a lot of players that are thrown together and being sort of it's tryouts, essentially.
Yeah.
So you're watching tryouts.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so dinner time. What was dinner?
I had tacos for dinner.
Tacos. That's not a bad one. What'd you have in the tacos, though? I mean, it could be a number of things in those tacos. You know, maybe you had friggin' oatmeal tacos.
It was good tacos.
Okay, so he had good tacos.
Yeah. There's beef, and I cooked the beef with onions and some taco sauce.
Okay.
And then tomatoes, and I made guacamole.
Well, that's your day eating. And it sounds like sort of eating, that was what you did mostly, and then the rest of the time you just kind of hung out, or you could be doing kind of more around the office, it sounds like, and sort of doing some more of your stuff around here, because... okay, well, this is a good, I guess, introduction to people. This is sort of a bad version of what this is going to be. Basically, myself and Ben, or it's Ben, though, you told me at the beginning.
Yeah.
Wow. And so me and Ben will, you know, be talking each and every week. My girlfriend will come on and stay a good distance away from Ben. We'll have good, cool characters. We'll talk to some of our friends sometimes. But yeah, mostly we'll tell you. Oh, we didn't really talk at all about the channel. We didn't really mention anything about anything to do with the channel. But anyways, all right, see you guys later. Oh. That was the NES podcast with